Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Outstanding stuff from David Sampson on the Guardians and their future. He's the host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson. Should I be mad about what he said? Or should I just accept this as
the
truth? Well,
the numbers are the numbers. Like, we've brought that up here and there that, you know, especially a few weeks ago before this pitching really turned around, that I was saying, man, on paper, this is not a good team. But now, given Gavin Williams seems to be getting better.
Yeah.
Bybee seems to be getting better. You're getting Bieber. And then what in the world are we seeing most recently by Ortiz? Like, this is getting pretty exciting to me that this has more staying power than I think I thought it had about 3 weeks ago.
Well, it should. Oh, go ahead.
They're 7 games worse than they were at this time last year. They were 40-20 last year. They played 500 ball after that, right? I think they still ended like 20 or 21 games over 500. That's it. I get what he's saying about the run differential, and maybe it's a mirage there, but I think they are who they are, and I think they're going to... I mean, they're still going to win 80-something games.
Yes. Well, he says...
You're telling me they're only going to win 40 of their next 100 games? Like, that's hard for me to believe.
I think they would have to have a lot of injuries if something like that were to happen. And they've already dealt with a few, but everybody deals with
it. This is not football where you throw in the towel at the end.
No, this isn't. I agree with you, Owen. I think they've overperformed, but also record-wise, they've overperformed according to what David Sampson is saying.
Franchise.
But I also believe that you haven't seen the best of Tanner Bibee so far. You haven't seen the best of Gavin Williams so far. You're just starting to blossom and flower what you could get from Luis Ortiz, and that was certainly apparent last night from what you saw him. He has looked better. Emmanuel Clase, he started off the season, oddly enough, rough, and now he's certainly settled down and been in a better position. You can't guarantee bullpens, but if you look at just what they've done here over the last few weeks, Nolan Jones, I ripped him up and down for putting Nolan Jones at second in the batting order, and I probably still would. Nolan Jones is later in the batting order. Last week was fantastic. By the way, Jonathan Peterlin, I know he pays attention to what we're giving him credit for. Give him credit. He was defending Nolan Jones like crazy. I'd like to see Jonkenzie Noel do better, but maybe he will do better as time goes on. So they've done a lot to make me believe that they will be there. Will they make the moves of what people want? I don't think so. But David says a great reason about that is because they add on the margins and you do your best work at the trade deadline on the margins. Is that always going to work with the fan base? That becomes a conversation that we've had way too often. And every conversation turns into that, and I don't really want to have it right now. If you're just sticking to what they're doing or what they've done and what they could do, there should be a great deal of optimism as long as things get to a level and then can stay there and we don't go back into the toilet with Nolan Jones. I don't have another situation where we're asking, well, is this guy the next Tristan McKenzie? You know, I don't want to have any of that. And damn it, if we are going to talk about the business of baseball, how can I disagree with what David Sampson said about the situation with the Royals? And then I have to tell Jeff that Jeff Phelps was right. With Travis Bezzano, do you believe that Travis Bezzano would be the help to put this team over the hump in 2025? You can't say yes. And I know you've said it before with Francisco Lindor. Yeah, but I'm saying if he were healthy, I was thinking, well, we'll probably see him September somewhere in there. Mm. And I remember you bringing it up that the year they missed the playoffs 1 year, right before Francisco Lindor comes up, and you're thinking if Francisco Lindor came up, he might have helped them be able to get to the playoffs. I think that's an awful lot to put on a young man.
Especially because I always assumed they were going to lose him early anyway.
And I think that that's what he's saying, so you want to have as much as you can, because they have paid Bobby Witt Jr. an immense amount of money. Like, we have paid Jose Ramirez less, but to us, an immense amount of money. Now you have to be very careful with whoever else you pay. They have to be very careful with their payments, and we have to be very careful with our salaries as well. And it's an inconvenient, annoying truth that, yeah, you know what? An oblique strain for Travis Bezzana might have just saved you a little bit. A little bit. Because if they're able to keep their heads above water without Travis Bezzana.
Because fans don't care about that.
No, they don't.
But listening to David Sampson, he's clearly talking from a team perspective. Yeah. Like, if you had to run the Guardians, of course, your goal, like a lot of businesses, like all businesses in America, is pay the most talented people you can, the absolute least you can pay them, as long as you can keep them, or at least try to keep them. Mm-hmm. That's the goal of every company, mm-hmm. you know, is you want your employees to be happy, but you really want to be able to pay them the least that you can possibly pay them. And that's the goal of the Guardians, especially considering their financial constraints, which about 25 teams in Major League Baseball have.
This call better be good, because I accidentally promoted it. Demos and Shaker, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Now, listen, I want to, you know, everything you're talking about here is the analytics of baseball, and that's an actual, it's written out, the dates, the times, things like that. So the fact that he, you know, had a little more insight into that, you know, you can't, Tony, know everything, even if you act like it. And speaking of acting like he knows everything, if Tony thinks that the NBA, a worldwide brand, somehow doesn't have a small army of analytics folks figuring out how to maximize...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The audience for the NBA Finals, for the worldwide audience, okay? Not for your buddies waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym who might be a little groggy, okay? Then you're just not looking at this thing in a realistic, modern way. Sorry.
Tell him, Tone.
So why has it been proven that the biggest window for the NFL is at 4:25, and why is the Super Bowl at 6:30 then? Why don't they follow the NBA model? Why is it the Super Bowl at 8:30 at night?
NBA's got 2.5 billion worldwide audience, including a lot of people in China. NFL with the Super Bowl, even the Super Bowl is a tiny fraction of that. This is for the American audience. And football is, and NBA is for a worldwide audience. So you're saying they're international.
You're saying they're catering more to the international viewers than they are the local.
Everybody, Tony. They're catering to everybody, and they're trying to maximize the audience.
Right,
okay.
But are they? The question is: are they doing that effectively? And when they have 50% of the viewers are in the Eastern Time Zone, 75% are in the Central as well as if you add the Eastern time zone.
How many are in China?
But what is the TV deal in China compared to what it is in domestically?
Why don't you look that up?
Why don't you look it up? You're the one that called. Wait, you're the one that was complaining and saying
numbers.
I was wrong. So
Tony,
I have the data in front of me.
Numbers.
You tell me, what is it in Madagascar? Okay, what is it in Afghanistan?
Zero.
Give me the numbers.
Zero.
Okay. You're telling me if Osama bin Laden wasn't watching the NBA Finals?
No way.
Well, and now he's gone. And so are you.
He was very tall. He probably was.
He was tall.
Osama
yes.
bin Laden.
So tall. He probably had dreams of two things.
He has not been able to watch the NBA Finals
and playing basketball
for a long time. He has not been able to watch the Finals for a long time. John Cena told me so.
You know they were watching other things that me and you enjoy watching. That's one thing they found. There's a great documentary right now that's on Netflix.
You guys went from the NBA to Osama bin Laden.
We had a lot more in common than I think people understood.
I didn't see that documentary yet. Don't give it away.
Okay.
Does any of it involve Sarah J?
No.
A legendary actress. Mike and Illyria.
Hello, Mike.
Follow that up, bud.
Hey, you ain't kidding. Hey, you know what? I want to talk about this last guest that you had. I got some problems with what he said. And
please don't take away what I'm about to say at 9:45. I'm begging you, please.
Well, listen, here's the thing. First of all, I'm very glad that you pointed out that he's coming at this from the perspective of a team, okay? Because, secondly... Okay, you could sit there and you could say, you know, well, this the numbers on this team says they're only going to win 75 games or whatever. That's just a bunch of garbage already. You know what? Look at what's happening on the field. They're winning games. That's all that matters. You talk about their record this year versus last year. Take a look at their record, and you could look this up. Their record right now is exactly what it was in 2016 when they went to the World Series. Now, when we talk about spending money, though, and we talk about, they're smart when they spend money. They're frugal. They know who to pay. I always thought the bottom line was, did you win the World Series? Not did you make the playoffs? Okay? We have not won the World Series, so they're not that smart. And when you talk about, and I know you're going to say, well, everybody can't win the World Series, but that's the goal. Sorry. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to make the playoffs 6 out of 10 years or 7 out of 10 years. We would like to keep some players that are good instead of letting them all walk, too. And you can't tell me that they're not making money down there that they can't spend.
Well, this is what sucks. This is what sucks here. If we were talking Browns or Cavs for this matter, I would totally agree with you, Mike. But we are talking about baseball, and Lima is right. Owners... they would like to win. They want to make money. And the business of it is right in our face.
I really wish you would have talked to them about and asked them about the whole system of baseball, how it's broke, how the Dodgers can go spend $1 billion. And that does not happen in the NFL and the NBA.
Mike,
that's why those two leagues are better.
Mike, I'll tell you this, and I thank you very much for the call, but I got to admit to you, I'm so tired of having that conversation. It turns into the same thing every time. And
yeah,
it just
it
turns
does.
Into how cheap the owner is.
Honestly, it kind of does. And I think most people that want to love baseball, I mean, it's already, by the way, the economics of baseball have turned a ton of people off. I think a lot of people just say, I'm not going to watch it. Why when you have such
inequality? What's the point of being
inequality?
A Pirates fan? I want to ask
right.
people, what's the point of being a Pirates fan? He made his first start just over a calendar year ago. They were talking about trading him. Yep. The general manager had to answer questions about trading Paul Skeens.
I mean, Kenny Atkinson won Coach of the Year. Kenny's trying to trade him.
I'm not trying to trade Kenny Atkinson. I didn't put him on the Bovada odds.
You asked about draft pick compensation, if they could get it.
Oh, yeah, he did actually. He specifically asked about draft compensation. Yeah. That's right. You asked if I could trade.
That's part of my job.
Said that.
I'm supposed to. No, I'm not going to get worked into a shoot by you guys. You guys both go to hell. No. I almost said something I had to dump to you guys. President said in a speech once about both of you. Both of you two.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.